Welcome to the second episode of the Grapes and Gorak podcast.
We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Chanhassen.
We tried to go to Tavern 4 and 5 after softball, and
That looked really busy.
Yeah, too busy. For, you know, maybe for like our fifth podcast, we'd be willing to go to a place that busy. But
yeah, but it's pretty slow here. Nice, but it's quiet. Got a little background noise. Thought it sounded a little weak on the first one. So we decided to try this out, and I think it's going to work really well. It's a good little vibe.
So we're going to talk about AFC over-unders. Maybe get to NFC too. See how fast we can whip through these teams. We don't know too much about AFC compared to NFC, so we might whip through them a little quicker than we think. But
yep.
We'll dive into it.
We'll figure it out as we go. Some teams we might talk a little bit more about than other teams.
See where we disagree.
Yep.
We'll start. Let's go AFC East first.
Yeah, that
Patriots
works.
Are the defending champs there, like always, and they are at 11 wins in Vegas.
Grab me more water. Do you want another?
Yeah, I'll take another. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well. It's just a soft division. Brady, Belichick. You're playing three mediocre teams.
Yeah.
Be right back.
They're always one of the top teams, and there's a reason for that. It's Brady and Belichick, and until they leave.
Well, and until one of those other teams actually puts up some sort of challenge. I mean, those teams have been rebuilding forever.
What? Having the Patriots won 16 of the last 17 AFC.
And the one was the Sperano Wildcat year.
Yep,
with
rest
Matt
in peace.
Matt Castle, right?
Yes.
So, yep. I mean, it's...
Because Brady tore his ACL week one.
I can't
imagine. And they
imagine.
Still won 11 games that year.
And didn't make the playoffs.
And did not make the playoffs.
It's just, you just think, at some point, one of those other three teams could get good enough to at least challenge them, but I don't think this is the year. All three of those teams are weak, so I see them getting 12, 13 wins, just clean their division, and then...
And it wouldn't surprise me if you saw them in the Super Bowl for a third straight year.
Yeah, AFC is pretty weak.
Yeah.
You know, it's not... NFC's, at least in our opinion, a much stronger conference.
Yeah, it sounds like in everyone's opinion,
yeah,
it's a much stronger conference. So, yeah, definitely over 11 wins on the Patriots. That's
agreed,
and it's not a lot of money, but that's easy money.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're the highest. 11 is one of the highest over unders on here, but again, you, Brady, Belichick in that division makes sense. So second, they got Dolphins, 6.5 wins.
I'm taking the over.
Over on the Dolphins.
Yep.
I got under. I think they're just as bad as the Bills and the Jets.
Oh no, I don't. I think they're bad, but I don't think they're that bad. I think I can see them sweeping both the Jets and the Bills, and that's four wins. These just have to be three other teams, and I don't see the Dolphins being that big of pushovers. I know everyone's counting them out, but I like them on the over. I like seven wins out of the Dolphins.
I put them at like four. I don't like Tannehill. I don't like the coach. They lost Landry. They lost Sue. I mean, he's throwing to Devontae Parker, who's never done anything. He's throwing to Danny Amendola and Albert Wilson. And they tried to
Mike Gesicki.
Yeah, rookie. They're trying to remake. I feel like they're trying to remake their culture and stuff. And I think it'll take a little longer. I don't think their coach is even going to last this year. I think he's going to get fired out with this.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't love Adam Gase like whatsoever. But like, I don't know. He's one of those guys where I don't think he's a terrible coach, but I don't think he's a good coach.
I think he's a great coordinator.
Yeah. I can see seven wins out of him.
Maybe his
he's
next
gonna get
job.
Fired. He's gonna
good.
Yeah, he's gonna get fired, but like seven wins.
I don't know, I'm going like four. So we'll remember the Dolphins. We disagreed there. We'll try to remember these and see who is more right.
Yeah,
down the line,
we'll go over.
Go over them at the end of the season. So next, Bills, six wins over/under.
Under.
I agree. I think that's a complete rebuild.
I think they are the worst team in the NFL. Honestly,
The entire NFL. I think I have one other AFC team I like less than them.
Oh no, the Bills are just bad.
You know what? I think the Bills might be the worst.
The Bills might be the worst.
Besides LeSean McCoy, what do they have? They got.
They've got A.J. McCarron, their new quarterback. They've got Zay Jones,
who was nothing last year. He's running naked through hallways and getting all cut up.
They've got Charles Clay, who is the highest guaranteed money tight end in the league.
Is he really?
Yep. Even more than Gronk. He even got more guaranteed money than Gronk when he went from Miami to Buffalo.
Well, this team just looks like a disaster. I mean, I feel like they forced the pick with Josh Allen.
Oh yeah, definitely. Josh Rosen, I think,
should have been the guy.
Should have been the guy. He was left on the board. Lamar Jackson was left on the board. Josh Allen did not. He does nothing to impress me. He's another one of those big, prototypical NFL guys. But the tape doesn't show it.
Right. It's another one of the, it's everything but the tape. It's got the big arm, big size.
He's a great guy. It sounds like he's a great guy.
Well, so only highlight I saw so far is him overthrowing a guy in practice.
Yeah, I saw that too. Good. So, I mean, he just reminds me of, a lot of the guys that come out, they're big, strong-arm guys, Brock Osweiler, second-round pick. Paxton Lynch. Everyone.
Ryan Mallett.
I mean,
big arm, tall.
Yeah, prototypical NFL quarterback.
But they didn't get it done.
Jamarcus Russell.
Mm. Yeah. There's another one.
Pick number one over.
And he's got no one to throw to. His offensive line is
bad.
I mean, yeah, they traded their left tackle out of there.
Yes. So,
I don't know. Bad defense. I don't know. I think I kind of like their coach, Sean McDermott.
Yeah,
but
yeah, he was the D coordinator from Carolina before, right?
I think, and I kind of like some of the moves he made. I think it's still a few years away to be contending.
But McDermott's one of those guys where if he ends up with three straight bad seasons, he's one of those guys where it's like you shouldn't fire him after three losing seasons.
Well, especially in Buffalo, they've been losing for 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, they did they make. No, it was the Titans. The Buffalo Bills make the playoffs last year.
Yes, they did. Tyrod Taylor.
How did
they
that
played
happen?
They played the Jags.
Oh, I mean, that's
well, the
absurd.
AFC was so bad. They were bad last year, and they're even worse this year, I think.
It does seem just... It seems like the NBA, where the Western Conference is loaded, and the other side's weak, and again, we're in the tougher side, and these AFC teams are...
We're always in the tougher side. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, that's just what it is. So, final team in the AFC East, New York Jets. 6 wins is the Vegas over and
under. You wouldn't even. I mean, it's hard to go over for the Jets.
I'm going under with them as well. So I have all three teams as the Patriots unders.
The Jets just they don't intrigue me whatsoever at any position. Thank you.
Rookie quarterback or McCown. So it just feels like a rebuilding season.
No one at running back. They have Isaiah Crowell.
Mediocre receivers,
no playmakers on offense. Darnold is 21 years old. He's probably going to be a franchise quarterback, but it's hard to turn a team around on a rookie arm
with nothing around him. It's going to be a while. The only thing I can see about these three teams is they do play each other. So someone's got to win those games.
I think it's the Dolphins.
You think it's the Dolphins? I think they probably all kind of split.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing a lot of 5 wins, 4 wins. Maybe one gets to 6 and pushes, but...
Dolphins. 6 pushing 7.
I think it'd be the over. They're the one that got that extra half game.
Yep,
so
it's the over.
I think the Patriots run away with this division again. I think, even though I do think the Patriots are maybe slightly worse, I just think the Jets, Dolphins, and Bills are all... They're just never good, and they're continuing to be never good. Another time they drafted quarterbacks, two of the teams have new rookie quarterbacks, so they're rebuilding. And the other one's got Tannehill, who's probably one of the worst returning starting quarterbacks coming off an ACL injury. So I think that division's a bit boring.
It is. That division's so boring.
Yeah. Can someone step up?
It's like, can somebody at least have, super cool jerseys for me? So you'd be like, that's the team I want.
Get some color rush or something?
Yeah, but no, it's the Patriots with their sweet throwback uniforms, and I just feel like an asshole rooting for the Patriots.
All right, well, let's go to the AFC North. The defending champ Steelers, Vegas has them at 10.5 wins.
I'll take the over on that.
You're going over, you think 11, 12 wins?
Yeah, 11, 12. I think 12 And, you know, they had 13 wins last year, which surprised me. And I don't...
13 wins they had last year.
I think they
see,
went
I got
13 and 3.
I have them now for 10 and 6. See, when you say 13 and 3 last year, it almost makes me feel like maybe 12, I'm like...
12 and 4, 13 and 3. Yeah. The AFC is so weak. You know, they're going to play all the division winners. And, I think they're one of the teams that can beat the Patriots.
Well, yeah. They always put up a good fight against the Patriots. And they do it to play... even. Their division's also pretty weak looking at it. I mean, I think they've got some teams they can beat up on. You got Big Ben, you got Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. I mean, that's
Juju Smith-Schuster.
That should win you some games alone. And they got a great offensive line. Yep.
Yeah,
one of the best.
They win up front as well. So, I mean, I know Le'Veon Bell's not going to be in camp, or it sounds like he's not going to be in camp.
Who cares? Was he even in camp last year?
No, and he started off slow, and he still had, like, 13, 14
yeah, I'm not concerned about that kind of stuff. I mean, that team's got a good coach. Well, they've got, like, continuity where the team's been. It's Big Ben, Tomlin, this same group every year. They're not going to miss a beat.
True, and same with that defense. You know, it's not like they disbanded the whole defense. They just added a couple pieces.
Yeah.
I didn't like their – when they picked that the safety. Edmonds. Yeah, you know, that threw me off. It threw a lot of people off.
It did. No one really kind of saw him as a first-round pick.
No, and I didn't – I mean, when – I didn't see them being a safety either.
Right.
Because it sounds like they were content with Sean Davis and I forget who their other safety is. But it sounded like, you know, they had, you know, serviceable duos. So I was just surprised by that.
Well, yeah, and I don't know if they've got, like, markedly better. But I still think, like you said, 13-3. I do have them under. I'm looking at it now. I kind of want to switch it. Go over. I'll leave it at...
I mean, I'll give you... if you want
to... I want to move to 11-5 in the over.
I mean, let's think about it. Like, just go through it real quick. Look at the AFC. Who else is going to win, like, 11,
I mean, I
11,
see a couple other
games.
Good teams, but you're right. I just...
I don't see the Patriots winning 13 games and then the next best team winning, like, 11-10. Like... I feel like there's got to be another team that's going to win 12, 13
games.
Oh,
I got another team. We'll get to them that I think is going to jump up. But I think the Steelers, I think you're right. I don't see them. They're not 3 games worse than last year.
Yeah.
So even if they're 2 games worse, they're still 11-5. They're still over. So I'm officially switching mine to over.
All right.
You talked me into it.
See, there we go.
All right. Let's go to the next team. Ravens, 8 wins. That's the Vegas over-under.
Taking the over.
I think they're... I'm going under.
I always want to say under with the Ravens. I always think they're worse than they actually perform.
You said earlier that the Ravens went 9-7.
9-7 last year. And they didn't
shocking. I thought they sucked.
Yeah, they did not look like a 9-7 team. But, you know, they've got a good coach.
They do have a good coach.
And even if Flacco fails, like, I think Lamar Jackson's a guy that can win football games.
I think that's their one chance if he steps in and kind of lights them up and they roll off some games like the Texans did last year with Watson.
Yeah, and it's not like they have a bunch of playmakers. Like, I know they drafted Hayden Hurst and the other tight end. I mean, they picked up Crabtree. They had John Brown.
Yeah, they
kind
of threw
Steve.
A whole bunch of just grabbing pieces to see if anyone kind of sticks out, but...
Yeah,
I feel like if Joe Flacco stays as the quarterback, I think this is the year. I kind of feel like this is the year the Ravens could bottom out and really fall off. Next year they move forward with Lamar Jackson with more kind of a fresh restart on that organization. I don't see a lot of talent on defense. Nothing excites me on offense.
So this brings me to the question: do you think Joe Flacco is elite? Is Joe Flacco?
I never
elite?
Thought Joe Flacco was elite.
You never thought Flacco was elite.
Had a good run. Had a good run.
Yeah, I
kind
never.
Of Eli Manning-esque. Only Eli's done it a few times.
He's done it twice. He's done it twice. Flacco did it once. I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, rings make you elite." I'm looking at you, Nate Burleson.
Hey, Nick Foles did it once too.
So is Nick Foles elite? I guess, you know, Nick Burleson.
He's a backup. So.
Nate Burleson says if you have a ring, you're an elite quarterback. Wow. Trent Dilfer. No, but I'll put Joe Flacco in those.
Yeah.
That range, Joe Flacco, not elite. Not elite.
Joe Flacco, and you took 2 tight ends with 2 of your top 3 picks. I don't know. It's just not that great.
And, you know, like you said, nobody stands out on defense. Like, why didn't you take, like, a Mike Hughes?
Yeah, or some impact player. I mean, maybe these tight ends, but they've been hitting. They tried with Max Williams.
Well, Hayden Hurst is 25.
Yeah, so
he took
I don't.
A 25-year-old tight end in the first round. So it's almost like what you see is what you get. He's not going to get better, and he's I mean, he might even
look
worse.
They took him over Goddard.
Yeah.
I thought Goddard, or even the Dolphins.
Gesicki.
Yeah, I kind of thought those two looked like they had a little more upside to them. So. Yep.
And
I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe the Ravens didn't want to be patient and wait for the upside. Maybe they're like, we're looking to win right now. Or we'll be a little more patient.
Your
like,
team's not good enough to win now. I don't
think. You know. Well, isn't it that Ozzie Newsome's last year as GM?
Maybe he just...
He's like, you know, I want to win. I want to win this year. Well, and, you know, if Flacco's bad, I got Lamar Jackson. And, you know, I can ride him. And, you know, I have no idea. I don't know much about
the
Ravens.
Well, you got him for 9 wins, or...?
I got him for 9.
9 wins, I got him for 9. I'm thinking more... I'm in the same area. I'm going 7 wins. So
you guys doing okay?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
So we're... I got them under by game. You got them over by game. But in that 8-8 realm, I think Harbaugh, such a good coach, you can get him to that somewhere in that range.
And again, if they're falling behind, and it's because of Flacco, like everyone's gonna be like pandering for Lamar Jackson. They're gonna give into it because
that's true.
He, I don't know. Besides, like, I don't know. I see a lot of clips from him in camp. He does not have a tight spiral. I've never once seen a tight spiral out
wobbling
of Lamar
out there.
Oh yeah. A little duck action.
He's just going to run it. He's Michael Vick 2.0.
I love it.
That's okay, so the third team on Vegas is over-under. They have Bengals 6.5.
I'm going under.
I'm going under, and I'm going way under. I think this team is
a
year
of Buffalo Bills.
This is the team I had in the realm of Buffalo, yeah. This is. I think I just... Marvin Lewis, how did he survive another year?
I don't know. Like he's got as many lives as a cat.
It's insane.
Keeps doing
that.
Then they didn't even look. I mean, they looked competitive because they won 7 ball games.
Well,
but nothing they ever do in the last 6 years excites you.
It's barely getting by. And last year, I mean, the Vikings destroyed them.
It was 34-3.
It was
We put in Teddy Bridgewater that day.
Yeah, it was bad. And I just think Andy Dalton's just so mediocre. AJ Green, but John Ross would have to step up or something to add another. They need another playmaker. Eifert's always hurt.
Yep.
Maybe Joe Mixon's the guy, but
I don't like Joe Mixon very much. I loved him coming out of college.
It's on my fantasy team, so I'm not going to speak ill of
But so me. I see, like, that's the thing, like, you know, all this fantasy hype about him and everything, too. I just, if he was good, he would have been good enough to beat out Jeremy Hill and Gio Bernard last year. I mean, maybe that has everything to do with Marvin Lewis not being a good coach.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be.
Playing those veterans.
But, like, I know they improved their offensive line. They traded for the Bills off tackle.
Yep, and they drafted Billy Price, I believe.
Yep. So they improved there.
They needed to bad because their line fell apart. They lost.
They lost
Zeitler and Zeitler. Yep. So it was. They needed some more pieces there. So,
but
hopefully that helps out Mixon and Dalton. But
the defense, nothing special. Like,
yeah, there's it's Geno Atkins and
Vontaze Burfict, and he's suspended for 4 games now. So.
They just seem like a team that needs to finally bottom out and fire their coach, revamp it, get rid of Dalton. What do you want to do, win? You want to lose in the wild card round?
You want to win 7-9 games every single year, or do you want to blow it all up and start over? And if I were a Bengals fan, I'd want to blow it up and sell it. And I would have wanted to do it 3 years ago before they signed Dalton's extension.
Maybe the problem is, though, Bengals fans before Marvin Lewis and Dalton were used to literally being one of the worst teams repeatedly for years, so this is maybe just those one and outs in the playoffs is fine with them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I don't think so.
I have them as the worst team in the division.
Yeah.
Because the next team up is the Browns, 5.5 games.
I think I'm taking the over on the Browns
I'm also taking them over.
I think they win 6 games.
I think Tyrod is worth like 4 or 5 wins on his own compared to what they had last year.
Yeah, and I like, it's just, they're the Browns. I think now they finally got a bunch of players that I think are good.
I do,
but
too.
That's why I'm thinking, like, 6. But, they're the Browns.
That's where
six
it's
wins.
It's hard to say I'm taking the over on the Browns. Because, they are the Browns.
They are the Browns.
But that offense, I mean, how do you not good? You've got, Tyrod Taylor. You've got David Njoku. You've got Josh Gordon, whatever he's got going on. But still, Jarvis Landry, Corey Coleman. If Jordan does come back. Yeah. They drafted Nick Chubb in the second round.
Carlos Hyde's no joke. Like, I think he's a good player.
And that line is fine. And you know they lost Joe Thomas, so that's kind of a big hit. But defense has some young playmakers on it too. You know?
I like the Browns. Like, you know, it's weird saying I like the Browns on the over. Because
it's the Browns.
It's because it's the
and
Browns.
And it's also, it's kind of trendy right now. I feel like a lot of people are kind of, the Browns, are going to be competitive. But
Tyrod Taylor, like you said, he's worth 4 or 5 wins. He doesn't turn the ball over. And that's one of the things that always killed the Browns is none of their quarterbacks can hold on to the football.
The one thing I worry about with them is Hugh Jackson, I think, is a horrible coach.
See, that's one thing. It's like, is he horrible or have they had no
He's money? Horrible. They won 0 games, and he tried to blame it on the players and blame
well,
everyone
their
else.
Players
and,
do suck.
Yeah, it's true. But I don't know. I think he should have.
Who was their quarterback last year? I'm asking.
I'm blanking right now. I don't know.
Exactly.
Right, but you won 0
games.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Deshaun Kizer, a rookie?
Okay, that's pretty bad.
Your starting quarterback was Deshaun Kizer. So they won 0 games because that was their best option.
I just think the way he went about, like, throwing his players under the bus is not a sign of
Oh, he probably lost that locker.
And Greg Williams, their defensive coordinator, hate him. He's the bounty guy. But then he was on the Rams and they dirty shot at Teddy. And you see interviews with him and he's just like, you know, people ask me why I line up, who's the safety they took last year, Peppers?
Yeah.
Why do I line Peppers up so deep? And he's like, because that's where I tell him to line up. If he doesn't line up there, then he'll be on the bench. It's like, what is wrong with you?
And like, the thing is, that's not like Peppers' game. Like.
Yeah, one, you put a strong safety, deep playing deep middle, like, and he's back like 15 yards further than any other safety in the league plays.
Yeah.
So like,
and that's the thing, like, he plays like a Tyrann Mathieu, where he should play nickel and, like,
he should be up in the box, roving around.
Yeah, kind of like the way the Vikings use Harrison Smith.
Exactly,
like,
and so, I don't know, I think these are a couple coaches stuck in their ways that could derail a team that I think is, like, surprisingly talented.
Yeah.
You know, they've added a lot of pieces. Miles
Vikings
Garrett,
fans
you know.
Better enjoy DeFilippo while we have him, because Destination Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, he could be the next head coach. Yeah. Send him over there. He was there with Johnny Manziel back.
Yes, he was. Johnny Football.
Roots.
Oh, I've got a big shit-eating grin on my face now, for those of you who can't tell.
So, looking at that division, how do you see it playing out? I got Steelers taking...
Steelers, Ravens, Browns, Bengals.
That's how you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have it the same. I think the Ravens and Browns are a little closer than I think you have them. You have Ravens kind of being more of a wild card contender. I think all three of those other teams aren't really even in contention. I think they're all going to be under 500. So
again, the AFC's not very good.
Yeah.
The Ravens, 9 wins. It's easy. Easy money.
Yeah, that's I see where you're going. Let's go to the AFC West with the highest... Over-under is the Chargers, 9.5.
Was that really the highest over-under?
I believe so. Who else would be on there?
I don't know, but
it's kind of a 500 division, you know?
Yeah.
They're four not terrible teams.
No, but I bet the over.
I bet the over as well.
I bet the over.
This is my other team I think is going to win 12-plus games.
Yeah,
I think the Chargers are... They keep getting hit with injuries, which is kind of ruining that, but I think their team's pretty well set to be a force.
And so they lost Hunter Henry, torn ACL, but you know, they have four good wide receivers. So instead of running out a tight end, you can split it out with Allen, Mike and Tyrell Williams.
Yep.
And they still have the other guy, old reliable that they have.
I'm blanking on him. But Mike Williams is like, he wasn't even playing barely last year, so it's like adding another first-round pick. He can slip right in there and maybe run some of those Hunter Henry routes.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be fine, and I think they've got the couple linemen they took last year, Lamp and Feeney.
Yeah.
Got the running back, got a good quarterback, and that defense. I mean, Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram, great secondary, added Derwin James. I think they're, if that kicker last year didn't suck...
They make the playoffs.
They make the playoffs.
Over
and
the
they
Bills.
Should have made the playoffs.
Yeah,
I mean, they're a better team.
Sung Ho Kim or Kim or, yeah.
Yeah, whatever that guy. He cost them at least 2 games, maybe 3.
Well, yeah, we saw the one in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he blew that game.
Yeah.
And they were a better team than the Bills, and I would say the Titans as well. Even though the Titans won a playoff game, I still think they weren't.
I think the Chargers were better.
I think they were better and would have been more competitive. So I think I haven't picked for like 12 wins, so I have them way over the 9.5.
I think they're in that 11-12 range. I had them more like 11-5 though.
Okay.
I can see, but you know, then again, they're the Chargers, and they have been for a while. So 10-6.
Yeah, that's the thing. How will they find a way to lose? Because like they always do.
But if they win 10 games, if they can win 10 games, I think out of this division, playoffs. I think 10 wins in the AFC gets you into the playoffs.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of teams that are getting double digits, so they should be able to.
No. So yeah, I got over.
Over as well. Next up, Chiefs, 8.5 wins is their over under.
I'm going over on that.
I'm also over.
Yeah, I'm buying into the Patty Mahomes hype.
I like Mahomes.
I think Tyreek Hill is super fast. I think you get Sammy Watkins in there now, also super fast.
Well, that offense is ridiculous. I mean, like you said, Hill and Watkins, but then Travis Kelce,
Kareem Hunt,
and this. I mean, I know he's not proven yet, but Mahomes looks like he could be pretty
so much hype.
Yeah.
So much
and they traded Alex Smith pretty quick. Like, they didn't even hesitate. So I think they like what they saw in practice. Dude's got a rocket arm, can move around back there. So that offense is going to be... I think that offense gets him 8 wins. Yeah. So.
And I saw a video clip of Mahomes' first day of practice. Just that flick of the wrist throw. Just looked effortless to that. Effortless. I think it was Watkins who ended up burning that guy.
It'll be interesting to see if Watkins actually... Because he's kind of... Didn't finish his Bills career that great. Underperformed with the Rams.
Yeah.
Now got a big contract.
Yeah, and I mean, $16 million is a lot to shovel up for a player who's hurt, never really lived up to any of the hype.
Yeah. I mean, he flashes, but has never sustained any sort of success.
Did the Bills trade 2 first-round picks to move up to 4? Well, and then plus 1.
Yeah, they gave up future first to get him. So. And
I like to think he's good. Like
But the Rams happily let him walk. Got Brandon Cooks and gave him a huge contract.
And they
so.
Just shoveled money at him. Yeah.
Andy Reid will know how to use him, I feel like, if anyone. But he came from Sean McVay, who looked like he was.
But Sammy Watkins, I think, finished 3rd or 4th most in targets on the Rams.
Didn't seem.
But then again, Cooper Kupp led the Rams with 94 targets. So it's not like anyone. But nobody's getting over 100 targets on Sean McVay
out. They're spreads.
Now with the Chiefs, they let go Albert Wilson. Watkins is again probably the third option on that offense.
With Kelce and Hill.
But, I think third option still gets him 90 to 100 targets.
And he might get a lot of volume just because I think Hill might be more of a, shot, taking shots deep to him,
And they might use him a little more of a gadget player out of the backfield and stuff like that.
Their defense isn't great, but I think their offense is good enough that they're going to be in the playoff hunt.
Yeah,
mix.
They traded Marcus Peters. I think they signed David Amerson to take over.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. They kind of got a hold on defense, and they're kind of just. It just seems like a team that's going all offense. They'll fix the defense next year.
Yeah, but at 8.5.
I don't like the other two teams that much, so I think they're that second team in that division. I don't know about what you have them, but I think 9-7 area. Maybe they get to 10 wins, but I think they'll be in the playoff hunt. Maybe fall just short.
Yeah.
But next, Oakland Raiders. 8 is the over-under for them.
8 is the I'm going under.
Under. I went under as well. I went like 7-6 wins.
Yeah, I wanted to go over. I did. I think, I think Derek Carr played hurt last year with his back.
And I was looking at the 2 years ago. Was it 2 years where they were like the hot?
They were 12-4.
And when Carr went down and.
And then they lost in the playoffs with Connor Cook to the Texans.
It just felt like they were an up and coming team that was like, okay, this is going to be a perennial AFC, competitor. And then last year they just underwhelmed so badly. But like you said, maybe because Carr was hurt.
Yeah, but I mean. They've got Marshawn Lynch.
My problem is they went and hired John Gruden, and he brought in all these like old guys.
I don't know. I know Derek Carr today. He said something about can't believe the Packers let Jody Nelson go, and so like I mean, Jody Nelson's 32, though. So,
I mean, I think it's
all these old guys bringing in.
And I think that's a downgrade from Crabtree. I mean, I know Jordy's career is better.
I think...
Lateral move at best.
I think it's lateral at worst. Because I think Jordy Nelson still has sure hands. But I think he's still... I think he's a better... Even right now, a better deep threat. Just because he's a better deep route runner.
Intermediate routes,
Crabtree's probably gonna be, which is deep routes like Jordy Nelson.
And they did add Martavis Bryant as well. I know he's kind of.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah.
I mean that offense could be super explosive and awesome, or it could be trash.
Yeah, and I kind of lean that it's gonna underwhelm. I mean, I think Cooper's pretty talented, but I think the rest is kind of.
Cooper drops too many passes though.
Yeah, like I said, talented. I didn't say he was really good.
Well, yeah, I'm just saying, like, that's the thing. Like, he just drops so many passes that it's hard to trust him being your number one.
Yeah, and I think Carr's kind of a gunslinger out there. I don't think he's, you know, I just remember back when it was Bridgewater versus Carr, that'd be 3-4 years ago, but Carr had all the stats, but Bridgewater had all the wins.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, would you rather have a guy that puts up the stats and loses? Or generally the guy that, you know, comes through and wins the game.
Well,
and maybe it's the structure of the teams and whatnot, but it just seemed to me that even though Carr was putting up the stats, Bridgewater was the better quarterback.
Well, the first 2 years, I think Bridgewater had, like, 17 wins before he got
hurt. I think it was a Viking record or close to it.
So. Yeah, and then Carr only had, like, 12 or 13 wins. Yeah.
And I guess that I think it was his third year that it finally came together and they really...
Then they won, like, 11 games, but yeah. Bridgewater was hurt that year.
Yeah, so... Who knows how that would have went, but it just to me Carr seems like a Matthew Stafford type, like puts up the stats. He's overall you're not gonna want to replace him, but he's nothing. You know, I'm not afraid of him when he gets on the field. You know, we can beat David Carr. You know, so
yeah,
I think Rivers is a better quarterback.
Yeah, yep, definitely.
And I don't know about Pat Mahomes much, but I don't know. The guy looks like he could have a little more upside.
I kind of feel like I'd rather have Pat Mahomes than Derek Carr.
Which is crazy to say, but
maybe
the hype's getting out of control.
Maybe it is because, awesome. But I'm buying it. Like, didn't dude throw like 100 miles an hour pitching for Texas Tech too?
And yeah. I just feel like a quarterback that Andy Reid decides like I'm gonna go for, gets him and then trades Alex Smith away. Like Andy Reid, I like it. I like him as an offensive guru type.
He trades for Alex Smith. And trades him away for a guy who started one football game.
Yeah, so I just... And like he went up to get him in the draft. So to me, that seems like... I don't know. I got faith that Andy Reid knows what he's doing with quarterbacks, so...
Yep.
But let's move on to a former quarterback of the Vikings with the Broncos. Case Keenum, over-under, is 7 wins.
I'm taking the under.
I'm right with you. Under.
Taking the under.
Is it because of Case Keenum? Or is it just because of the overall Broncos as a team?
Well, it's Broncos as a team, and it's also a little Case Keenum. I think he played very well last year, but I don't think that's the Case Keenum. I don't think that's what the Broncos are getting. You know, I don't think they're gonna get 23-7.
I don't either. I think he's far more mediocre than his stats showed and his wins showed. I think he had a great supporting cast, had two receivers that were just insane, and I think, you know, he's a 500 quarterback, and I don't think that team's that good.
No, like, they've got questions at running back. They don't know who they're going to play. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders, both good players. I know they drafted a couple receivers. Sutton, Deshaun Hamilton.
Yep. And I heard Sutton's actually looking really good.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So maybe Keenum will have some good weapons. But like you said, the running in could be a complete zero if those guys aren't any good.
Garrett Bowles, their left tackle, just got hurt today.
Oh, really?
I think he got carted off. I don't know.
Well, he's been carted off before. Did you see last year where he was like crying?
Oh, yeah.
Turned out he was fine.
Yeah.
Come on, this guy.
Soccer player.
Yeah.
So their offensive line's questionable. Their defense is good, but they traded away to lead.
I think it's good. I think their defense has got older and taken a step back. I mean, obviously, you still have Von Miller, so you still have a beast at that spot. So.
But, you know, they've also lost key pieces on defense
and
over the years.
Didn't they get Chubb?
Bradley Chubb.
Their D-line should be nice.
Yep.
I think 7 is almost dead on.
Yeah, but if I don't want to go pushes on.
I'm not doing either. So I went under because I just think Keenum is, you know, he's gonna finish under. Yeah. You know, I thought he was over last year, so he's due to regress.
Definitely.
Who's their head coach? Is it?
Vance Joseph.
Yeah. See, I don't know. He doesn't do much for me.
Well, wasn't he coordinator for the Chargers?
I think he was.
Offensive or defensive? Sort of, one or two.
Again, another one that I think. I think the Chargers and Chiefs are both better than the Broncos.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that the Broncos are going to get beat by them a few times. So I got them finishing fourth in the division, even behind the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same for you. Yeah. So same. Do you like Chiefs or Chargers finishing first?
I like the Chargers. Yeah. But that's it's kind of a toss-up for me.
Yeah, you know, the AFC West is always so, like, anyone's kind of game. Because, like you said, like, the Chargers always find a way to lose.
And, like, the Chiefs offense could be so explosive that the Chiefs offense could win 14 games.
Yeah, where it just takes over and just outscores people. Like, they don't even worry about defense.
Like, when Moss's rookie year, when we got Randall Cunningham Moss, Mahomes is like Cunningham, where he can run and he just throws the deep bomb effortlessly. It's just 75 yards.
And maybe they do like kind of, you know, we played with Saints in 2009. They were kind of like, you know, their offense was what pushed them. And then their defense, they just took chances and went for turnovers and stuff. So maybe the Chiefs just try to outscore people and take some risks on defense to try to
create a turnover or something. Yep.
So. All right, so that's the AFC West. Let's go to the final division in the AFC. The highest over-under is the Jaguars with 9.
With that defensive line, I'm taking the over.
I kept wanting. I don't know the Jaguars. I kept winding under that defense alone. That's 10 wins. That defense.
It's, defensive running game.
Well, yeah, and running game because Andrew Norwell signing him.
Oh yeah.
Fournette's healthy. I mean, that running game is going to be good, and that defense is. I think it's right up there with the Vikings. I mean, it might even be better than the Vikings.
And they added that Taven Bryan.
Yeah, really?
who I kind of wanted for the Vikings. Oh, yeah. They're like, when he was starting, like, he was falling, it was like, oh, we need an interior pass
rusher. Future three tech if Richardson leaves.
And I saw one video on Twitter of Taven Bryan already, and I was like, oh boy.
Looks good?
Yes.
And
yes.
I know it's like it's Blake Bortles, so you kind of get a little. Scared. They lost Allen Robinson. They lost Allen Hurns.
Yep. But they've still got D.D. Westbrook, Keelan Cole.
Marquise Lee. And that running game is what's going to push them. It reminds me almost of a Viking team from Peterson's years. Where it was defense and Peterson.
Yep.
Almost like Bridgewater's second season. Where
and I think Bortles is like better than a lot of the quarterbacks the Vikings had surrounding Peterson.
With Ponder and T-Jack, and Bortles is a little better than that.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Ponder and T-Jack are out of the league. They're terrible. Yeah. So.
But
Bortles isn't great, but
Bortles
yeah.
Bortles had a really good year, though. He threw the ball really well in his second year, was it his third year?
Oh, yeah, with the year where he put up all the stats. Yeah. But, yeah.
So, I mean, he's done it. And he's won playoff games, so, you know, he's got the experience. I mean, he might end up being one of those, like, Trent Dilfer quarterbacks who, you know, wins 8-9 games. But, you know, with a team like that, he can win 12-13 games.
Yeah,
he
might kind of boost them up. Yeah. You know, I looked at it. I really wanted to go under. I kind of thought, I got to find a team that's going to regress. And that defense is just too good.
9 and 9.5 is, like, that's regressing.
9 is what I had. Or so 9.5. Either way.
Yeah, I think I saw.
That's regressing a lot.
Yeah, that's 3 games. The defense is not.
Yeah, I even at 10-6 they're over. So.
Oh, yeah, I had 9.5, but still.
Yeah, whichever one it was. Yeah. So, we both have them over. Next highest I have is Texans at 8.5.
Yep, I've got 8.5.
Where'd you go with that one? I went over.
What? Under. So I must have thought they're an 8-win team.
8-8. See, I'm thinking they're right up there with the Jaguars. I think they're gonna be. Contending for that division championship. I think Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, Will Fuller. The run game might leave a little bit to be, like, I don't know, Dante Foreman's banged up. Lamar Miller doesn't excite me, but I think Deshaun Watson is so good at that. With that, I think their defense is also really good. So with Watson, Hopkins, and that defense, I think they win 10 games.
Yeah, but, is Deshaun Watson got hurt a couple games into his rookie year, and he runs around a lot. They don't have a great offensive line. Is he, like, yeah, he's really good, but can he stay healthy? Is he going to be able to stay healthy? I mean,
it's not a great offensive line.
J.J. Watt's been hurt two of the last 3 years.
He's always hurt.
Jadeveon Clowney can get hurt any minute. Like, it's just, they're one of those teams that, yeah, they've got a bunch of good players. DeAndre Hopkins. But they feel like one of those teams that are always supposed to be really good, but they're always a 500 team.
They can't quite get over the hump. Yeah. They do seem like a team that's built on stars. So if, like, I mean, can you imagine if Hopkins went down? That offense is just going to stall out. Like, yeah, I mean, they have Will Fuller, but, like,
I think their tight end had to retire. Fedorowicz had to retire because of concussions. Yep. They had Ryan Griffin.
And he wasn't even that good to start with.
They had Ryan Griffin.
I mean, if Hopkins or Watson go down, their offense just turns into nothing. Mm-hmm. You know? So, and then, again, even on defense, when J.J. Watt goes down, that defense is just not the same. So I think at their peak, they're like a 12-4 team. But they never can sustain that peak, and they always just seem, like you said, come in around 500, slightly better, maybe get beat in the playoffs every year.
Yeah, they're just so.
I mean, they did finally find the quarterback, because before it was Tom Highswaller.
Well, Tom Savage started last. Remember, he started the first game last
which
year,
which is insane. I mean, their coach should have been fired on that alone. Yeah. You started Tom Savage over Deshaun Watson
for a half. It only took him one half before he's like, all right, Sean.
He's like, all right, the better.
He's like, I'm gonna lose my job if I don't start you.
All right, so we got the Jags over, both of us. Texans, you had under, I had over.
Yep.
Let's see, the third is the Titans at 8 wins.
I'm going over.
You went over, I went under.
Yep. Why'd you go under?
I don't like Mariota that much. I think a lot of people think he's going to be the next real good quarterback in this league, and I don't see it. I think he makes too many mistakes, and he's fine to me. I think they're going to finish 7-9, so I got him right there. And I just look at the Titans, and I just think they're not. I think they're not quite ready. I mean, they Corey Davis, Tywan Taylor, they got Henry and Deion Lewis. So that offense has got the bones to be good.
Delaney,
I just don't know if they're ready.
Johnny Smith, a really good offensive line.
Yeah. So that.
And I think, I've got the over. I really like Mike Vrabel as head coach.
I do like the coaching move. They also
Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, the Rams guy.
Yeah.
So,
and that's the. I forget who the last quarterback or coach was already.
It was Mularkey.
Mularkey.
It's almost like a Jeff Fisher type. Like, he's so bad that a coaching change could immediately just swing things in the other direction.
Yep, and I think LaFleur, you know, he learned from McVay. I think he can work wonders with Mariota. I think Mariota's a good quarterback. He just needs the right coach. And like, I don't think he's developed at all in the NFL. I think he's probably stayed the same.
That's kind of what I mean. Like, when everyone's talking about, like, he's going to be this great quarterback. And yeah, like you said, it almost seems like he didn't develop yet. Like, he's still waiting to break through.
And I don't think that's his fault, though. I think he just needs. He needs somebody. I think LaFleur can do that.
That's totally fair, because Mularkey, to me, reminds me just of Jeff Fisher and, like, old school.
They're playing a pound running, like, that exotic running game or whatever.
They're running Murray and Henry.
And
he didn't really have weapons, because Corey Davis was banged up most of the season. Rookie. Tywan Taylor, rookie. So he's throwing a Rashard Matthews and Eric Decker, who's banged up all the time. So I kind of feel like they're a year away, though, to me. I think their defense is run-of-the-mill. Their position players are young, so maybe a year under the new coach. I kind of think maybe it'll take a little longer than the Rams took to just flip the switch. So I got them at 7-9.
I can see the Rams winning 10 games, or not the Titans winning 10 games, second in that division.
Oh, really? See, yeah. I think the Texans and Jags are clear step above them. You think they battle with the Texans a little bit?
Yeah, I see. I think where the Texans lie, like 8-8, 9-7. Yeah. The Titans lie kind of 9-7, 10-6.
Somewhere
like Derrick Henry this year. I really like Deion Lewis. I think with LaFleur, I mean, there's some weapons in Tennessee that need to be
utilized.
There's
certainly some talent there.
And the offensive line's steady.
Yeah.
If their defense, come together. And their defense, I like what they've been doing to their defense. I know they drafted Adoree Jackson last year
yep.
who I think can play, and they drafted the linebacker, I believe, from Alabama. I think it was Rashawn Evans.
Oh, yeah. I think you're
right. Yeah, they drafted him. Yeah. And I really like him, too.
And defensive-minded head coach. Maybe he kind of...
Yeah, and they've got some players. They even... Before that, they've got some players like Jarrell Casey. So
the cupboard's not bare there. And they made the playoffs last year. Won a game in the playoffs last year.
What? A road playoff game. Wasn't that at Arrowhead?
It was versus Andy Reid. And he's going for choking.
I don't care. Arrowhead's a tough place to play in the regular season, let alone in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, and I think it was big that they still fired their coach. Because they needed to. I think they overachieved if they
played tight against New England, they don't fire their coach. But they got blown out against New England.
They scored that one touchdown. Corey Davis started off the bat and then got smoked, and it was so. Yeah.
It was reminiscent of the old Packers Vikings game where Joe Webb went down with the meat option, and they just went away from everything they did that worked on that drive. Yeah. It was like, all right, see ya.
Yeah, we want to lose. All right, so the final team in the AFC, South, 6.5 wins for the Indianapolis Colts. What do you got?
This one's tough.
Well, it's Andrew Luck. Is he back or is he not?
Exactly.
The team around him is terrible. T.Y. Hilton and him.
That's the thing. Like, if Andrew Luck's healthy, they're winning 7-8 games.
Well,
if he's not healthy, it's the.
Because he has carried some pretty bad Colts teams all the way to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if he's healthy and he's Andrew Luck, they can battle for 7 wins and get it over.
But he hasn't played in over a year.
I don't trust him. I got him under.
I think I've got him under.
I got him at 6 wins. Yeah, so underneath.
I've got him under.
And I also think the three other teams in the division are getting a little better. I do think the Jags and the Texans are both pretty good teams. And I see improvement from the Titans. Now, I didn't really show it in their record, but I think overall they're
AFC South might be the toughest division in the AFC.
I think that's very possible.
It's a toss-up between them and the West.
Yeah, because the other two divisions, it's a one-man show.
Yeah. Well, with the Steelers and Patriots.
Right.
But the AFC West and the AFC South, like, that's...
Yeah, I think I'm...
Like, again, the Texans, they can win 11, 12 games.
Yeah.
But if they don't have Watson or lose someone else, they can win 4-6. And with the Titans, you know, they can lose Mariota, win 4 games, or LaFleur can work wonders, and he can win 10 to 12 games with the Titans' offense, and Vrabel can play with that defense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you said, I see 3 good teams. At least competitive teams. And if the Colts have Luck fully healthy, that's 4.
It's just that the Colts defense has never been good.
Yeah, God,
and they still it still doesn't impress me. I don't even know who they have on defense.
It's always just been you walk right through that. I mean, that's even when they made the championship game, the Colts were just, it was all Andrew Luck.
Yep. Well, even when they made the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning against the Saints.
Yeah, they had the pass rushers, but that was it. You know, they had Freedy and Atlas.
Yeah, they once traded for Vernon Davis, who was good for a year or two, but...
Vontae Davis.
His brother.
Are they brothers? Okay.
Yes, his brother. One's short, one's tall, one plays offense, one doesn't.
So looking at the AFC, we got the over-unders. Who do you see coming out of there into the Super Bowl?
Going
to the Super Bowl.
I've got the Patriots. Again,
I want to say Chargers because that's kind of my dark horse team.
I just feel like it's
Steelers or Patriots.
See, that's the thing. If you have money on the Chargers winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I bet. Chargers winning the Super Bowl.
Like, I don't hate that bet.
Odds were much better than obviously taking the Patriots.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, they've got a really good defense. I think underrated defense.
Yeah, I think very underrated. And their offense. People stay healthy on offense. I mean, it's got all the spots.
Phillip Rivers isn't a joke. You know, the dude can win football games alone. So if his defense is good. I mean, if the Chargers have a top 5 defense, there's no reason why they can't win 12, 13 games and make the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. I mean.
But I got the Patriots.
I think I'm going to take Patriots as well.
Belichick and Brady.
And I
hate that.
I think the one team that might, again, put up a fight as the Steelers, but it seems to me like Belichick and Brady get it done.
You know, I know these Jags met the Patriots in the AFC title game last year. I don't think Blake Bortles has it in him again.
No, and the Patriots don't lose to teams like the Jags. The Steelers blew it, and that's the problem.
Dark horse coming out of the AFC is the Chiefs. And that's if Mahomes offense just comes together.
Yeah,
if that's that 14-2 offense that I was talking about.
Yeah, that would be the team that could be a real dark horse. I mean, that's
Mahomes is practically a rookie quarterback, you know. So I'll take Patriots with dark horse Chiefs.
You guys doing good?
We're great,
good.
Thank you.
Okay.
I guess who's the team that you can see as the biggest surprise? Forget your over-unders. Pick one team
in a good way or a bad way?
Either way. Just a surprise where it could just be like, you know, this team everyone thinks is going to be really good and it's going to be bad. Or this team everyone thinks is going to be bad, but it's got a chance to be good.
You know, I don't think it's going to happen, but I could see something weird happening with the Steelers where they miss the playoffs and they go 8-8. Just... I don't know. The only problem is I look at the division, and I don't know who can ever overtake them.
Yeah.
It's almost like by default they're going to win. It's sort of like when even with the Patriots, I feel like they're going to take a step back and still walk to their division win. So, yeah. I mean, that one almost doesn't even work. So, I can see the bottom falling out of the Raiders.
Okay.
You know, John Gruden goes there, changes everything up, and they win 3 games.
Yeah. But, see, I feel like the Raiders, a lot of people will say, are going to be bad already.
It's kind of trendy.
Yeah.
To say they're not going to... Well, everyone's kind of hating on the Gruden, hating on the veteran signings.
Because that was kind of my... that's where I was going to go with my surprise team.
That could be good.
What if the Raiders go 13-3?
And like we talked about earlier, they did have a really good season 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So they're not... They got something there.
No, I mean, what if Marshawn Lynch can ball? What if Amari Cooper, Jordy Nelson, Martavis Bryant, Ryan Switzer... I forget who they've got a tight end, Jared Cook.
Oh yeah, Cook. Yeah.
Decent offensive line. Their defense is one of those things where Khalil Mack. You know, everyone is
what's going on with him?
I know John haven't talked.
That's a problem.
And that's the thing where it's like, okay, that could be the reason why they go 13-3 as well. Like,
that's kind of why
he's got no community.
The Raiders, to me, seem like a team that could go all over the place. Like, you look at the Broncos. They're a 500 team, I feel like. I don't think they're going to bottom out they're going to become this 14-2 team. But the Raiders is a team where you could see so many different outcomes. A lot of it's because of John Gruden, but...
A lot of it depends on Gruden, and a lot of it depends on how that locker room...
kind of meshes together. It's a lot of veterans, so maybe it does come together quickly.
Yeah, but dude, those veterans have the same mindset as Gruden. Because, you know, Gruden's going to come in there and say, this is how it is. And it doesn't sound like he was much of a player's coach before. And he always lost his... He ended up losing the Bucks locker room at the end there.
Right.
Like, he wasn't player friendly.
Listening to him on Monday Night Football doesn't make me think he's going to be that he was that good of a coach. Or maybe it's because he kind of, hammed it up and acted like kind of a goofball.
Yeah.
But, loved every player. And, it was always just, rainbows.
And it's it makes sense why he got Martavis Bryant and Jordy Nelson, you know? Because it's oh, these guys, you know, these are big time players and they make big time plays. But yet, Jordy Nelson is 32 and Martavis Bryant hasn't done it in 4 years. So, I get where you're going with that, but at the same time.
Doug Martin, guy basically washed out of Tampa.
Yeah, they went and drafted a running back and didn't re-sign him.
They kept
Peyton Barber and Charles Sims over Doug Martin.
So, yeah, I mean, to me that seems just like... But it could go the other way. All these veterans, they've been around the block. They know things. Maybe they just sort of band together and things come together quickly.
Could happen. So, it could easily happen.
All right, that is the AFC over-unders for this week. I think we will hit the NFC over-unders next week.
Well, maybe touch on a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, we'll talk some training camp. Vikings have just kind of started training camp.
Yeah, it's Monday, so... They didn't practice Friday because of Sperano's funeral.
Had a couple practices.
So I think they had three practices so far after rookies got into
camp. We'll touch on that, see kind of early camp impressions, talk NFC over-unders.
Yeah, talk maybe a little something happens about Diggs.
Yeah, I know hopefully he's been, a contract extension.
Yeah, I know he's been talking to the media a lot, saying how much he loves it here. So
yeah,
he's kind of putting the ball in the front office's court.
Yeah, well, who knows what he's asking for?
See, and that's the thing. I mean, well, you just saw what Brandon Cooks got, 5 for 86.
Yeah.
And that's what scares me because, I mean, Diggs is better than Cooks. Diggs deserves 5 and 90, but can we swing 5 and 90?
That's when I look at Diggs, it's like you see Sammy Watkins, Brandon Cooks, all these guys. I think he's better than all of them. Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
I think he's better than all of them. You know,
yeah.
Maybe people would disagree, but so I wouldn't blame him for asking for just a monster deal.
Well, Mike Wallace said when Diggs was a rookie that Diggs reminds him of a young Antonio Brown.
Well, that's what he plays like when he's healthy.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, you can potentially argue that Diggs might be a top five receiver in this league.
Yeah. And I hope we pay him.
You gotta pay Diggs.
I really don't want to lose Diggs. So.
We'll touch on
Diggs.
That.
Hopefully that's resolved. You know, we'll just cross.
Oh yeah, hopefully we got good news next
locked
week.
Locked up on that.
Hopefully
we'll hit NFL over NFC over unders, and then we'll touch on a little bit of training camp.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good. Thanks for listening, guys.
We'll see you next week.